And so now I invite you to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Relax your body, feel your seat fully and completely supporting you. Clear your mind as you take the next few moments to turn away from the issues of this world, and as Jesus did so many times, to come apart for a while. Let's begin by taking that deep restorative breath, feeling Spirit move through you now, for surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And as you exhale, just release any sludge from your mind, any fears, thoughts of not enough, worries, or angst. Let them disappear into the nothingness they really are. And in their place rises up from within you a clear message that you are absolutely one with your source, one with the divine. Created in the image and likeness of God, you are whole and you are holy. All the good you desire already exists in the spiritual realm. Jesus told us, seek first the kingdom of God, and all that you need and desire will be given to you. All you have to do is believe that and clean the windows of your consciousness in order to receive. All things work together for your good. You live, move, and have your being in an expanding universe of abundance. You are abundantly blessed with all the gifts of the universe, the gift of life, peace, wholeness of body and mind, and the amazing comfort of divine love. Your desires are from God, and perfect divine energy goes before you, showing you how to follow your passion, revealing your many talents and gifts, and leading you to blessings beyond your comprehension. So, to bless someone or something is to recognize their oneness with the source of all life. Where can you begin blessing your life today? Dr. Jones gives us some possibilities in The Art of Abundance. If any of these resonate with you, set the intention to begin blessing them. Bless your body. Bless your family. Bless your friends, your family of choice. Bless your neighbors, those close, and those across the world. Bless your workplace. Bless your retirement. Bless your teachers, past and present. Bless those who serve you, and bless those whom you serve. Bless your spiritual community. Bless the sun. Bless the rain. Bless the roadways that brought you here today. Bless your city. Bless your country, bless the world, bless the economy, bless the gift of music, bless the falling leaves, bless this present moment, bless the planet and everyone in it. And so now, for just a few moments in the silence, be open to people, other things, and places that you can bless. Feel the power of seeing their goodness and oneness in this now moment. It has been said, as thou seest, so thou beest. So let's end this time of prayer and meditation by setting the intention to see the good and be the good. Following the words of Paul in his letter to the Philippians, finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about, focus on these things and be grateful. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the